Christ on the last day, when he will come again in all his heavenly glory. To be ready, to be ready to face Jesus on your last day, and to be ready to face him on the last day, you must repent. We must repent of all the sins we know, and we must repent of all the sins we don't know. We must repent of everything sinful in our lives. We must repent of acting as though we don't really expect the end of the age to come. We must repent of not listening closely to Christ and clinging to every word he says. We must repent of taking satisfaction when certain of our enemies are devastated by warfare. We must repent of not helping those enough who suffer from natural disasters and other difficulties. We must repent of hiding our fear, hiding our faith in fear that the authorities will call us out. We must repent of not being openly faithful to try to keep family unity. We must all repent, because to repent is to be ready. To repent is to be ready for earthly tribulation, and to repent is to be ready for eternal glory. We will all face Jesus Christ on the last day, so we must repent and be ready to do so this very day. Because once you die, it'll be too late. Once you're dead, it's too late to confess your sin. Once you're dead, it's too late to confess your faith. Once you're dead, it's too late to profess your love for Jesus. Once you're dead, it's too late. So you must be ready now. Repent, and you will be well on your way to being ready for the return of Christ. Repent. And then hear the word of the Lord. Read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest it. Take it to heart and make it your own. It is the sword of the Spirit with which you can fight against the trials of this life and the devil himself. Repent, and then return to your baptism. Return to your baptism, where God saved you, where God united you to Christ, where God killed you and raised you up once already and made you ready for the end of the age. Repent, and then feast on the body and blood of Christ and receive the gifts they give: forgiveness, life, and salvation for your body and for your soul. With these gifts, with the word, with the sacraments of God, Christ gives you the faith you need to endure until the very end. With these gifts, Christ makes you ready for your last day here on earth, and he makes you ready for the last day of this earth, the day of the Lord. Before our meals and at other times, many of us pray, "Come, Lord Jesus." Well, Jesus is coming, and here's what that day will be like. St. Paul says it better than I do, so I'm going to let him preach for a minute. He says, "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." These words certainly are our comfort. They are heavenly comfort for those of us who are dying. They are earthly comfort for those of us in the midst of trial and tribulation. They are certain comfort for every Christian, because they tell us that at the end, we will be raised up and we will be lifted up to be with Jesus Christ our Lord forever and ever and ever. Yes, the end is near. But this promise is our comfort. The prophet Daniel says that at the end, many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to everlasting shame and contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Those who do not repent, those who do not cherish God's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation given through the Word and the sacraments, those who do not cling to Christ in every way, shape, and form, those who do not cherish what God gives, oh, they will rise from the dead, all right. But they will rise to everlasting shame and unending contempt, and then be condemned to hell to spend eternity in the lake of fire with the devil and all his evil angels. But for the faithful, for those who repent with faith in their heart, those who live and cherish their baptismal gifts, those who joyfully come to the table of the Lord, those who hang on every word of Christ, those who are washed clean in the blood of the Lamb, those who endure in faith until the end, things will be different for them, for you, for us. You will rise up on the last day, and when Jesus raises you up from your grave, you will shine like the brightness of the sky at noon on a cloudless day. You will shine like the stars and be brighter than anything you've ever seen. You will rise up to receive a share in Jesus' glory and live forever in the light of Almighty God, light given to you by the light of light himself, Jesus Christ our Lord. When Christ returns and raises up all the dead, you will receive a share of his heavenly glory, and Jesus will welcome us all to live with him forever in the mansions of the Lord. That day is near. The end is near. Are you ready? Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.